Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Who knew? We all know about red cards and yellow cards in sport. Who knew there was such a thing as black cards? It's like the black card of doom that was handed out at the badminton when the umpire came out to disqualify these teams. He did then renege on that and the matches went on. But basically what has happened in the badminton is that there are four teams who'd already qualified from the group stages into the next round, but they're being investigated for allegedly trying to lose matches so that they could govern who they play in the knockout stages. It's two teams from South Korea, a Chinese team and an Indonesian team. And in the matches, there were no rallies longer than four shots, which really is quite incredible. The people were booing as shots were going into the net, going long. Basically, it's being investigated. It doesn't really affect anybody other than themselves as teams, but it's really not in the spirit of Olympic fair play and playing to win, is it?
There's CNN's Amanda Davies reporting from London on the badminton controversy that resulted in eight players getting kicked out of the games. The Summer Olympics is where we get started in this hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here are our hosts Bill Radke, Linda Thomas, and Chris Sullivan talking about the scandals over the badminton players, as well as some of the other Olympic controversies that seem to be cropping up in some of the other events.
China, South Korea, and Indonesia all had badminton players tossed out because they lost on purpose. Why would they do that? Well, because they have an advantage if they lose in that match and they get an easier draw the next time around, and that helps them win a medal. So I am the only person on the globe defending people who lose short-term so they can win a medal long-term.
No, that's not entirely true. The folks, there's some people in China who are saying, no, this is just using your wits and using your strategy. Because what would have happened is if they'd have, the Chinese team, who, by the way, are the world champions, defending world champs in the pairs badminton, they are now kicked out of the Olympics, they would have had to face their friends, their second team from China, earlier on before they got to the medal round. So by losing on purpose yesterday, this would allow them to go to the different brackets, so the two Chinese teams wouldn't have had to play until close to the medal round, allowing maybe both teams to medal.
Yeah, so they need to toss out the person who came up with the bracket that's so ridiculous that it's to your advantage to lose. But the athletes are playing the long game to end up on the stand with a medal around the neck.
Maybe this is a sport where there shouldn't be a long game. It's just like you play, you lose, you're gone.
Right.
Well, that is kind of the way it goes. But no, here's and if you've seen this, the video really drives it home. These are the best players in their sport in the world, and they are hitting the ball, hitting the shuttlecock right into the net, right into the ground.
They're not even faking it.
No. I mean, a shot comes over the net from the other team from South Korea, and they're like, they look at it and watch it hit the ground.
Wouldn't you think they're so great that they could just hit it a little long? I mean, they're all about precision shots, right?
That's it. If they're going to fake it and lose the game deliberately, at least be clever about it. Make that a sport in itself, because otherwise you're the other team, and you're like, oh, man. They're trying to lose.
But the other team was also trying to lose last night, too. Oh. It was both the Chinese team and the South Korean team.
Well, then this whole thing does not sound very Olympics-like to me.
Exactly. Well, just imagine if you were in the crowd.
Yeah, and you paid how much, you know, and stood in line. Well, then just make it free. It's supposed to be amateur athletics anyway.
But they're gone. So the world champs, defending champs, out of the competition. Yep. So somebody else is going to win gold this year.
Hopefully you know who. So that was kind of garbage-like in badminton. Meanwhile, Chris Sullivan, you've been getting into these lesser-known sports, garbage or not.
Yeah, water polo, I've been really intrigued by. Well, I caught a little bit of that on Monday, and it was kind of fun. Then I watched U.S. men's match yesterday, and boy, on the surface, it doesn't look like there's a lot going on. Oh, they're just tossing the ball around. I know they're treading water, and you have to be, these guys are incredibly, you know, cut athletes. I mean, there's not an ounce of fat on them. Hmm. But then when the camera goes below the water, it's like a war zone under that, kicking and grabbing and punching and pulling of suits and pinching in areas that are not well covered with clothing.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to watch water polo.
It's nasty. I watched Al Michaels yesterday to do the NBC coverage back. And they were like, boy, it looks like drowning the guy is the only thing that won't get you a foul. No. I mean, it is really brutal. But the camera shots underneath the water are really spectacular to watch. Just that really shows you. Kind of, you know, like it's a duck's legs. On the top of the duck looks nice. Just la 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 in the water. Then you go into the, and the legs are flopping around all over the place.
Up in a few moments, more from London and the Summer Olympics here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Talk radio in review. The Summer Olympics. A lot of people are interested in talking about this, not only sports talk radio, but general interest, issue-oriented talk radio. For example, here's host Jeff Wagner with some of his callers about whether the badminton teams that were deliberately trying to lose should have been thrown out or should they have been allowed to continue since they were just using strategy to try to win a medal in later rounds.
This scandal, quote-unquote, involving these various badminton teams who've been tossed out of the Olympics for throwing games. And the reason that they threw the games is because it would position them in a better place for the quarterfinals. It's not like they were taking money or anything. Eric in Racine.
I would definitely say yes, because throwing a game is a form of cheating anyways.
What if instead of going out and not trying their hardest, one of the players had just forfeited the game? One of the players had claimed, ooh, I hurt my knee, we can't go on in this game. Would you have tossed them out if they did that?
Well, not if it was a legitimate injury.
What if it wasn't? What if it wasn't? One of the players says, I just don't feel very well today here. We want to save ourselves for the quarterfinals, so we're going to forfeit. Would you have tossed them out for that?
I don't know. That would be a tougher answer.
Okay, I guess many of you are probably going to disagree with me on this, but I wouldn't have tossed them out. I mean, it seems to me that they are taking advantage of, and do I think it's necessarily right? No, but they are taking advantage of this system that's been set up. To me, this is kind of similar to NFL playoffs. You know, okay, the Packers are 14-0. They're in the playoffs, and so what they decide to do is they decide to rest their starters. Now, clearly they're not throwing the game, but, you know, they're not giving themselves the best chance to win. Is that cheating? No. And I guess I'm looking at this and saying, okay, what if they had just said we're going to forfeit the game? Because, you know, would that have been wrong? Now, maybe you can argue that that's a better way to do it, because I understand this made the sport look kind of bad. But it seems to me if you want to blame somebody about this, you know, you blame the people who set up this system, which provides an incentive for the players to act in this particular fashion. Kurt on the Northwest side, was this cheating?
No, absolutely not. It's strategy. Compare it to an onside kick, if you want to talk about football. I mean, it can either go your way and it goes really well, or it can blow up in your face. If enough teams throw their game, maybe it'll completely skew, and if that's what they were intending, skew who they will be playing against.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, it's strategy. They should still be in.
Well, right. And see, and then what happened is, okay, China started this, I guess, because the way it would have worked is if China, if okay, there are two teams from China, two-person teams. They're both going to be in. And what would have happened is if the better Chinese team had won, they would have been playing the second Chinese team, which, and they just, they thought they had a better chance to beat other teams, so then they start to throw the match, and then other teams start to follow. Yeah, again, I mean, does this make the Olympics, the badminton thing, look bad? Yeah. But at the same time, this is the system that they set up. I don't think, I guess I just don't see this as cheating. I see it as a strategy to try to get the medals. And I guess, I mean, the argument that the Olympic Committee is making is they're saying they're not using one's best efforts to win a match. Well, oh, okay, maybe they aren't, but is this really different than saying, oh, I kind of hurt my knee, I want to sit this one out?
Host Lori Moore talked to Western Michigan University's women's gymnastics head coach, Dave Kuzara, about the U.S. women's team winning the gold in London.
That was exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was pretty hopeful yesterday morning and felt really confident. I felt like our preparation was really good, and they didn't let us down, did they?
No,
were fantastic.
They didn't. Give us your review of the different events and who starred and things.
Well, I think that the key was in that format where only three athletes compete and three scorers count, consistency was the most important thing, and we hit all 12 of our routines, and we just didn't hit them. I mean, it was a dominating performance. The Chinese had some errors early, and then the Russians had some errors late, which just, I mean, it couldn't have been a more exciting day to be involved with our sport. I know that our athletes and just athletes all across the nation were, I mean, Twitter was absolutely blowing up, and it was just a really great day for all of us.
So we were all bummed about Jordan Weaver the day before. Now, what did she not make it in? Because I thought she didn't make it into this, but that was something different.
Right. She didn't make it in all-around finals. But what she did yesterday was she did three events, and I think everybody had great performances, but I think Jordan had an outstanding day yesterday. She led the team off on vault and scored approximately a 15. 15,
yes.
Just solid, solid scores. And then she went to bars and made her bar routine, did a great job, same thing, led us off there. And then on floor exercise, Jordan probably did the best floor routine of her life. And, you know, at that point of the meet, it was one of those things that kind of sealed the deal for us. So it was exciting for her. She was all smiles yesterday. And it just, you know, it was kind of a little bit of, I mean, I think TV made a little bit bigger deal of it than maybe they should have. But, I mean, she's a pro. I mean, she's steady, she's solid, she's well prepared, and just represented herself and our country really well.
And our state. Woohoo!
Oh, amazing. Yes. It just is, I mean, it's the excitement that this generates, you know, for the next 4 years is unbelievable. And these young ladies aren't done yet. They have more medals to come.
After a word or two, we'll shift our focus to the latest from the presidential campaign trail here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the hot hits in talk radio, this is the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's move into the presidential race, shall we? Host Bill Mayer talking to media analyst Rich Noyes about Mitt Romney on the cover of the latest issue of Newsweek, next to the headline, The Wimp Factor.
Now, I can say many things about Mitt Romney, and I've mentioned this before. Not all of them may be complimentary, but most of them would be. One of the adjectives which would tend to, or I don't know if it's a verb, ever, whatever, wimp does not come to mind. But yet, this is a story just kind of taking on a life of its own, the wimp factor here, on the front cover of Newsweek. This seems to be what a pretty common behavior here in the summer before a presidential election. Didn't they do something like this with George Bush at one point, too?
The first President Bush, yes. In fact, it was Newsweek, and the cover in 1987 said "Fighting the Wimp Factor." It was almost exactly the same cover as it was for Mitt Romney this past week. The interesting thing is, in the year, and that was seen at the time as a venturing into partisan politics, almost making a negative campaign poster and putting it up on newsstands all around the country. It was later decried by people like Howard Feynman when he was their chief political correspondent as juvenile, a mistake, an error. Even in this story, the writer, who's not really a Newsweek person, he's done a few pieces for Newsweek and the Daily Beast. But
would it be fair to say partisan hack?
Yeah, he works for something called the Progressive Quarterly Publication, Democracy. He's trying to, you know, he's an open, liberal. I mean, essentially this is, you know, handing the keys over to, someone on the liberal partisan side of the divide to just say, you know, give us 2,000 words about how you don't like Mitt Romney. That's basically what this was. But even he said the 87 cover story was misplaced. So it was sort of Newsweek versus new Newsweek versus old Newsweek. But this one is, I mean, that the first story was, I thought, terrible. This story is even worse. There's no real insight. There's no real reporting. This is essentially an editorial that goes on that sort of tweaks Romney in various places. It, you know, talks about Gordon Gekko values. It's just sort of an obnoxious piece. It doesn't really tell you anything new about Mitt Romney. It just shows you that, you know, arch liberals don't like him.
Hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talk to political analyst Tim Graham about some of the fallout from Mitt Romney's trip to England, Israel, and Poland.
So certainly the Romney trip has been characterized by a lot of people as not being the way it should, not carrying out the way it should. How do you see it?
I think we have a news media that that have been eager to pounce on everything Romney said and try to make a controversy out of it. I think it all started with Mitt Romney saying to Brian Williams in London that, gee, there were some concerns about security at the Olympics. And what made that mysterious in terms of the media's reaction to it is this is something the networks had reported themselves the night before. In NBC's case on July 17, they had reported these problems at the Olympics. So for them to then turn around and say this was a diplomatic fiasco for Romney, and they started reading these British tabloid headlines, he's Mitt the Twit. You know, I think that really looks like a case of media bullying.
Well, but on the other hand, it's one thing for Mitt Romney to say these things, and he, as a former lead character in the 2012 or the 2002 games in Salt Lake City, might have some insight. On the other hand, he did it on British soil, and it had the effect of, you know, you insulted the guest in their house. Why isn't that necessarily would be considered a gaffe?
I'm just simply saying that he is basically repeating what the media had said. If it's a gaffe for Romney, then it's a gaffe when the reporters say it. That, I mean, I don't understand the double standard that a reporter can stand in London and insult the British by reporting what's actually happening there. If you look at what Romney actually said, he said it very dispassionately. He didn't say, and these Brits couldn't organize a three-horse parade. He didn't attack the British. He merely repeated what he was hearing. It was a little disconcerting that the security, everybody acknowledges they did not have enough security. They had to get the military to help fill the gap.
Big win for the Tea Party in Texas. How about we focus on that next here on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each.
Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's turn our attention to Texas and the primary win this week. Host Jim Forsythe talked about Cruz defeating Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in the primary race for the Senate, despite Dewhurst's support from Governor Perry and how it shows the Tea Party is still alive and well.
Obviously, it's the Tea Party's world now, and we're just living in it. William F. Buckley made that famous comment that the purpose of conservatives is to stand athwart history. Well, this brand of conservatives is a more muscular, more assertive conservatism. They're clearly taking center stage in Texas. Yesterday's vote made history. The upset of David Dewhurst by Ted Cruz is probably the second most important political victory ever in Texas, behind only John Tower's victory for LBJC back in 1961. Who are the winners? Well, obviously, Donna Campbell and Ted Cruz and the Tea Party candidates are winners, but also current politicians who have successfully aligned themselves with the Tea Party. People like State Representative David Simpson, the fellow who introduced the bill that would outlaw TSA groping in the last legislature. State Senator Dan Patrick, who's the leader of the conservatives in the state Senate. From now on, no Republican, or at least for the foreseeable future, will allow any light to come to their right. They're going to be as far right as they can get, because now they know that challenges from conservatives are far more likely to end their career than to Democrats. And a side impact of this will make the Democrats even more of an irrelevance in Texas politics than they are now. This will also help drive the anti-toll road movement. That's something we haven't talked about a lot. Anti-toll groups also contributed to the defeat of Jeff Wentworth. He was on the MPO board, and he voted for that bizarre, I just saw it, now I'm going to approve it, $420 million highway plan. This is the first time a candidate has lost his or her seat due partly to a vote for toll roads. That's, politicians are going to pay attention to that. Going to be a lot harder in the future to get these bizarre votes passed. Jerry Patterson has already announced plans to run against David Dewhurst, who lost yesterday. Dewhurst Perry's loss will further the weakening of Governor Perry, who's already more likely to lose a primary challenge in 2014. He was already weakened by his embarrassing run for president. The challenge for the new Tea Party candidates is going to be immense, too. They're going to have to govern. The TSA bill is a good example. Tea Party conservatives loved the bill that would have sent TSA agents at the airport to prison for touching your junk. No way that bill ever would have become law. Everybody knew at the time it was never going to become law. A lot of Tea Party members are a lot more concerned about ideology than they are about results. And when your constituency says no compromise, you compromise at your peril. I don't think this will have any impact on the presidential race. The presidential race is not going to be won in Texas. It's going to be won at the margins in states far from Texas. Mitt Romney is going to win Texas anyway. And the enthusiasm of the Texas Tea Party voters is not necessarily contagious. That doesn't mean we're going to have the same sort of tsunami, Tea Party tsunami, that we saw in Texas in places like Ohio and Nevada. Yes, they'll take some enthusiasm from this, but this certainly cannot be duplicated elsewhere.
Host Steve Gill with Dallas Tea Party leader Lori Medina about their big win in Texas and where the Tea Party goes from here.
I mean, obviously Ted Cruz had a lot to do with it. He had a great candidate, a guy who's very capable, you know, an amazing record of achievement. But the Tea Party, the grassroots, as he gave credit last night, really won this race.
Yeah, you know, Ted, we started working with Ted over 18 months ago, started meeting with him, talking to him. He would go into very small groups with Tea Party leaders in the state and just sit for 2 hours and be grilled about his stance on issues and him as a person. And, you know, not many candidates would actually put themselves through that. And he showed that he was willing to really to meet the requirements in order to get the endorsements from the Tea Party and from Tea Party leaders around the state.
How did the endorsement translate into actually boots on the ground? Because I know your victory in a box, you know, tries to be community organizing for conservatives, to tell them here's how you actually win elections. It's not just enough to put a bumper sticker on your car, a yard sign in your yard. Here's the next step. You guys really organized in a way that the Tea Party has not necessarily done in the past.
Well, we have been organizing since 2010, and we've had amazing, solid victories within Texas. This is just our first really great big statewide win that America has really been able to see. So we've had practice for you know, a couple of years now, and getting out the boat and being truly organized. And like you said, it is more than a bumper sticker. It is precinct organization. It's the block and tackle of how you get candidates elected. And so we've been doing that for several years very successfully. We won the largest Republican majority ever in the Texas State House in 2010. We have 101 representatives, Republicans, in our state house. So we've been doing this for a while. It was just awesome that America could see how great the Tea Parties are finally in Texas.
In fact, you guys won, I want to say, like three or four congressional races yesterday as well. I mean, they're not getting much attention because of the Cruz victory, but there were also some Tea Party victories in the congressional races yesterday.
Yes, we did, and you're exactly right. Ted was just our crowning victory yesterday, but we had several big runoff wins yesterday, because, again, this was not our primary, but this was the runoff. And so we had several congressional. We had many state. We had a state senate where we knocked off this awful Republican incumbent that we couldn't get rid of for so many years. We knocked off so many state reps yesterday. So it was a big day all around for all of us.
Up next, we shift gears to the latest on the shooting in Colorado and the revived debate over gun control here on The Countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hot hits in talk radio. Let's get to certainly one of them for the last couple of weeks has been the Aurora shooting. Here's host David Patterson with NBC's Pete Williams. They talk about some of the confusion over the charges that have been filed against the shooter this week.
I think this story is being slightly misreported, and I want to see what you think about that. What the people are saying is that the prosecutors have double charged in the murders, 24 charges instead of 12, and they've used two different charges,
two different theories of the case.
Yes,
that's right.
And one of them is you know, with malice aforethought. You know, it is considered you know, the standard first degree murder charge, and the other is one that is a reckless indifference to the value of life. And the idea is that if the insanity defense prevails, that you might be able to get the person on the other charge, right?
I think if the insanity defense is a factor. Now, clearly, if the insanity defense prevails in the way you put it, then that means that the jury would find him not guilty by reason of insanity.
Exactly. And that's the point. I think this has been misreported as if the prosecutor stuck the second charge in just in case he avoids the first.
Well, I think that's true, though. I mean, I think you're right. We need to tease this out. So let's go back. There were 12 people who were killed, and so there are 24 murder charges. So what we were trying to answer yesterday was the question of, well, why did they charge 24 murder counts when there were 12 murder victims? And here's the reason. The prosecutors really did pursue two different theories of the case. Now, they're both under Colorado law considered first-degree murder. And under either theory, the penalty is either life in prison or the death penalty. The prosecutors haven't decided whether to seek the death penalty. They say that they'll ask the families of the victims what their view is. And as you might expect, the view of the families at this point is somewhat divided on that question. But the first is the traditional one. Premeditated murder, or in the words of the Colorado statute, murder committed after deliberation.
Right.
The second set of counts accuse him of acting with, and I'm going to quote from the Colorado law, extreme indifference to the value of human life, displaying what the state law calls an attitude of universal malice. So what's the difference? The first set says, under that theory of the case, that he went into the theater with a pre-planned intent to kill people. The second set of charges does not require the prosecutors to prove that he had an intent to kill when he went into the theater. Instead, it accuses him of doing something that created a grave risk of death, demonstrating extreme indifference to the value of human life generally. You know, some states call these statutes depraved indifference.
Right.
The classic one in law school is you go to a bar and you fire a gun around in the air and you can say, well, I didn't really intend to kill people, but that is such a dangerous act. It displays such callous disregard for life that you could be prosecuted.
You have got to know that you are putting yourself in the position of endangering a lot of people.
Right.
Dave Cruz, a radio host, talked about the recent court appearance by the shooter. And one of the things victims are doing that he believes is the reason why the judge banned cameras from the courtroom.
They have every right to dress any way they want. But I got to tell you, Vanessa, if I was the judge, I would not allow them to wear Batman T-shirts coming into the courtroom.
Why?
Well, because, look, this is at the core of this whole case. It's he walked into a showing of the Batman movie. This goes right into, it's like rubbing something into somebody's face. I don't want to describe it. It starts to tamper with, look, if there was a jury there already, not that there is, I realize this is pre-trial, it starts to create an atmosphere that is really prejudicial to the defendant, and I'm not defending the guy, but there has to be a certain neutrality in the courtroom to allow the process of law to work best. I mean, that's my take on it. They can do it outside the courtroom, but if they were walking up to the door it's like you don't allow signs in the courtroom. And so this may be a case that begins to test it. I would totally keep them out. I would keep them out, not because they're survivors, not because they lost loved ones, because if they want to come in and dress in, you know, just like anybody else, without those signs or those emblems that go to the heart of the case, hey, they should be given that first priority. But I'm not in favor of them putting on any kind of a show, because what they're really doing there is they're demonstrating, I want this guy to fry. You know, there may be a lot of people who want this guy to get the death penalty or to get 1,000 or 10,000 years, whatever it's going to be. I just don't think the courtroom is the place to do it.
Here's Talk Lady Jennifer Lipp with the focus on the spike in gun sales following the shooting in Colorado and how the gun control debate has turned into a movement to ban or limit ammunition sales.
I don't personally feel a need to have many, many guns. Some people do. You probably saw the report that came out late last week that said California is buying guns in record numbers this year. We're going to be surpassing all sorts of previous records. And this was hot on the heels of last year was a pretty amazing year for gun sales. But I told you this a couple months ago. I remember there was a story about there were some manufacturers even saying, yeah, we can't even take any more orders this year because we're just too many. And there was a lot of talk at the time that, well, there might be some concern that Obama's administration might try to take your guns away or try to make it more difficult for you to purchase guns. Honestly, I'm more concerned about the ammunition. I would much rather, personally, and again, your mileage may vary, but I would rather concentrate on making sure I had plenty of ammunition for my current firearms than stocking up on other firearms. But again, you may feel differently about this. Now, Supreme Court Justice Scalia had some comments over the weekend. Sunday did a pretty rare interview, actually, and he had made the comments that the extent of gun ownership will have to be decided in future cases. And this was after being pinpointed with certain comments about, well, what about like a handheld rocket launcher? Because he had, you know, the Supreme Court justice had made the case that obviously when the Second Amendment was written into law, it's for handheld arms. It's the right to bear arms is what can you hold. It's not something that's considering cannons or something of that ilk. And that's where it starts getting a little sketchy. Well, what if you can take a handheld rocket launcher that would take an airplane out of the sky? Does a citizen have the right to bear that arm? And so that's when he got into the case. Well, you know, things like that would need to be decided in future cases. And boom, with those words, the gun control issue came up again. Gun control legislation. And, you know, obviously I think we're fairly like-minded around here. But that said, you know, does that scare you at all? I look at it and think, you know, Fast and Furious. Okay, so what? My gun's only legal if my government illegally gives it to me? Is that the idea? Ooh, that was out loud, wasn't it? I don't understand the thinking there. As we head to the phones, Philip in Fresno. Now, you say put guns in the hands of criminals and the government. Explain, please.
No, actually, what I was trying to say was,
if they want the gun laws to work, I mean, since the liberals want to control us, right, and our guns, that's fine, as long as everybody complies with it. What do I mean by that? Except for the President of the United States, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Speaker of the House, and the Vice President, everybody else has to comply, and that includes off-duty cops, their bodyguards, if they're off-duty, you know, everybody else except for those four person.
Let's move to the front row of the new report on the Fast and Furious scandal next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You're participating in a discussion of the hot hits in talk radio, listening in to where we are right now, which is the Fast and Furious Report. Host Matt Patrick with Congressman Blake Fahrenthold of Texas. They talk about the Justice Department dismissing a report on this botched program.
Chairman Issa has now named names. We got five different names of people associated with ATF, including the guy that ran ATF in Phoenix, who Chairman Issa says is responsible for Fast and Furious, although the Justice Department pretty much dismissing this report, Congressman.
Well, you know, the Justice Department hasn't been cooperative. And this is just the first of three reports that's actually looking at the field office and the operations on the ground. There'll be a second report coming and looking at the management up from D.C., and then a third report that, for lack of a better term, I'm going to call the cover-up report.
And that will implicate, we expect that to implicate to one degree or another a holder, is that right?
Yeah, I think that obviously the Attorney General will be mentioned in there as well as some of his assistants. But that report is several months down the road. I mean, this was a 2,000-page report when you look at all the appendices, 200 pages of text and a whole lot of, you know, basically every sentence was footnoted.
In this this first of three sections of this report, Congressman Fahrenthold, what we're seeing here is pretty much, is it a lack of communication or just a complete disregard of the rules?
I think it's a complete disregard of the rules. I mean, I think the bottom line is there's some folks involved in this that got more excited about the idea of, at least in the field office level, catching a big fish. I think when you moved up to D.C., you're more interested in, hey, you know, this may be our opportunity to change gun policy in this country, and that's even worse. I mean, you can appreciate law enforcement operations in the field. The guys going, all right, we're going for the big fish. We're going for the big fish, but that's why there are management structures that need to be in place that make sure you don't lose sight of the fact that there are thousands of guns going into the hands of at best an organized crime syndicate, at worst a terrorist organization.
I've been watching all of the discussions that are going on, and what I see is the Obama administration, and in particular the Justice Department, they keep referring to the fact that this operation was started under the Bush administration and under Operation Wide Receiver, and these two operations have nothing to do with each other.
Well, you know, there were some of the same players involved, but to me the major factor was they're not nearly as many guns with Bush, and there was an attempt to cooperate with the Mexican government under Wide Receiver. Regardless, neither program should have let guns walk.
Talk host Helen Glover with Congressman Alan West. West thinks Fast and Furious is going to be a big problem for President Obama.
It's amazing to me. We've got the death of a Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. We've got countless deaths in Mexico because of this botched deal. And yet when we're trying to get answers, the Obama White House basically closes ranks, stonewalls any kind of, you know, information gathering here. They do a document dump when the committee asks for, you know, some documents here. And they're stonewalling every bit of attempt to find out what exactly happened there and try to prevent any other deaths.
Well, I think that these are the type of issues that are going to come back to trouble the administration. Eric Holder has not been a very stalwart individual as far as being a blind justice type of individual. He has been very politically motivated. I think when you look at how he has gone after so many states as far as them trying to uphold illegal immigration laws, going after states that are trying to make sure they have voter integrity to include our state down in Florida. So there are many things that when you look at this administration as a whole, not just with the president and the failures of his economic and foreign policies and national security policies, you look at the cast of characters that make up this administration between Timothy Geithner, Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, Hilda Salas over there at the Department of Labor, Dr. Chu at the Department of Energy, with the failures of Solyndra and four other green energy programs that were bought as the government sees themselves as venture capitalists with tax. They've gone bankrupt. So these are all the failures that we need to be able to use to draw a contrast between what truly constitutional conservative principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, individual sovereignty, free market, and strong national defense as opposed to what we've seen here recently.
You can find out more about all the items that we have been discussing here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show box, the big section in the homepage at DougStephan.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now. I was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Jesus products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Jesus products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.